under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into this terrific Thursday, April 11th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Excited. Going to be driving this afternoon after the show. Huge breaking news story coming today, this afternoon. Can't talk about the details just yet. We'll be talking about it on tomorrow's show, Friday. So very excited about today. We're very excited with all the information that we're going to give to you guys. This segment brought to you by PING Connect. High-speed internet available now in Onaway, Canada Creek, Black Lake, Sheboygan, Hammond Bay, and more areas, and more are coming. So far, updated email from PIEG Connect, 1,177 miles of high-speed fiber optic internet is now available in Onaway, Canada Creek, Black Lake, Tower, Fingerboard, Hammond Bay, Sheboygan, Indian River, Mullet Lake, and other areas. Future expansion plans include Millersburg, Hawks, Higginsville. They're coming online in the next few months. Folks, if you have PIENG Electric, you need to give them a call. Find out if the high-speed fiber optic internet is available in front of your house. And if it is, pay the $100 fee, your application fee, which basically covers the underground cable from the front of your yard up into your home, the equipment installation to get you on this fantastic internet service. You can check them out online, PIEGConnect.com. There's no and sign. PIEGConnect.com or give them a call toll-free, 800-423-6634. I've talked to the businesses that have it, and they absolutely love it. Manzana's Restaurant in Onaway, absolutely love it. Processing credit card payments, like, in seconds. When it used to take them 30, 40 seconds, a minute with their previous service that they had, this is phenomenal for your business. It's phenomenal for your home. You need to get this. I don't care who you have now, Frontier, Sunrise, it doesn't matter. You need to change today. And if they don't, have the service available to you just yet. For example, folks listening in Millersburg, Hawks, that area, get on the list. You call them. If it's not available, say, please put me on the list, and they will put you on the list and notify you when it's coming. Again, check them out. PIEGconnect.com is the website, or call them, ask them, is it available now? If not, I want to be put on the list. 800-423-6634. You can get rid of your cable TV bill. You can get rid of your satellite TV. You can get a new smart TV for less than $200. Start watching TV on your internet service. Short break. A word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Farner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show, second segment of hour number one. Joining us on the line right now, Rich Foley from Generac is on the line. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Randy. It sounds like you have a bit of a cold.
A little bit of a cold. I sat outside last night talking to a potential candidate running for county commissioner, and he decided that he wanted to sit outside near the fire, and I didn't have a jacket with me.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah, every single time I sit out and get chilled, the next morning it's like, okay, sore throat, scratchy throat, yeah, trying to get rid of this cold thing. But it's okay, because every single time I do it, I usually fight it off in a couple of days, and then I'm good for the entire summer. So I'm trying to get my spring colds out of the way. But wanted to talk to you a couple of things since you were on with us last time. A lot of people reached out to me, wanted to know more about Generac backup home generators. And one of the biggest concerns is brownouts, that people are looking at different news articles and seeing where storms are coming, high winds. We dealt with it a couple weeks ago, last week even, where we had these flickering of our power service on and off. And people are very concerned about it, but most importantly, brownouts. And what are you hearing from the folks at Generac about the storm, spring, summer storms that we normally get? Is this something that Generac is aware of and usually prepared to deal with?
Well, the thing is, Michigan is on the bullseye for these storms. At the office in Wisconsin, where the units are made, because everything is made in Wisconsin, all the different units, Michigan has a bullseye on it, because there's more outages in Michigan and longer outages than any other state in the country. And the thing is that, you know, unfortunately, Michigan gets their power. Michigan is a peninsula, the whole thing is, and they get their power from Indiana and Ohio and what's made here, and then some from the Wisconsin across the UP. But it's unusual, because most states have much more power generation within their own state. So we're much more vulnerable to these power outages, and you know, and the more demand that is on the grid, the more brownouts are going to happen, because there's only so much. I mean, it's like a 5 gallon pail. You only can pour 5 gallons of water out of it. You know, it's so when the demand is up, we're really it's just going to be, people are going to go without.
Now, one of the points that you just made, and I want to make sure people hear this, is because we are not what they call primary source of feeding the electric grid. We rely on these other states to feed our grid, their electric generated power into our grid. When demand goes up in Ohio, Indiana, Wisconsin, their customers get what they call top priority, first priority. We are right. Considered secondary priority to these other electric companies. And therefore, like you say, their customers get the best majority of the power first, and then what's left over comes to our state.
The state of Michigan has cut off these power plants, whether they're hydro or they're wood-burning plants. They just announced two more plants within the last 30 days that are closing down that were burning chips. And one is in Hillman and another one in Harrisville.
I mean, right.
You know, these are standby plants that when their demand is up, they supply power to the grid.
Right. And the biomass is what you're referring to, the wood chips and other
right.
products. Even I was in Elmira, and I saw the natural gas power plant over there in Elmira, and it's ran by Wolverine Power. And they right. said they had a sign out. They had a sign out on their own property, said, be sure to contact your legislature regarding future power generation closings. And they right. had a, you know, explanation point on it. I mean, this is, for some reason, with the governor pushing her electric vehicle mandates, But I got text pictures yesterday where they're already starting the land clearing over in Presque Isle for the solar panel farm that the Planning Commission approved and rammed through. They are already out there with bulldozers clearing the land for it. How in the heck do they expect solar panels to generate enough electricity when we only get an average of 42 days a year where it's bright, sunny, blue skies? Rich, I just don't understand this.
Well, not only that, but, you know, I've driven all over the state, and you won't believe how many solar panels in the winter are covered with snow. They produce zero if they're covered with snow.
Right.
So, to me, it's just the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And, you know, it's I'm all about clean energy, but how about just, you know, using nuclear or natural gas? I mean, with this, even coal with the scrubbers, you know, it is really good, you know.
Right.
I mean, you know, and then you got India and China that do nothing. All they do is fill the atmosphere with no filtered plants.
Right, exactly. They're coal plants. They said right now China is building a coal-powered plant one every 3 days.
Yeah.
And you know darn well they don't have scrubbers on them like we do here in the United States.
No, it's a, you know, Moran needs to contact the people in China and get that fixed, because
yeah,
they make the scrubbers. Yeah. They build the frames for them.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things I think is important, and we've talked about this before, but this is actually an investment into your house as far as having a Generac whole house generator backup system. And it's something that not only adds value to the house, but peace of mind, so people don't have to worry about these brownouts or power outages.
Well, I tell you, Randy, just like in the new ad I just said, you know, don't wait till you're sitting in the dark and say to yourself, I wish I would have called Rich. I mean, right now we can get units put into people's homes in the next few weeks. So if you call me, I'll come right out and we'll figure it out, and we'll get you financed with very low payments and low interest, and you're going to be protected. Because I can tell you, there's nothing worse than having a family member sick or limited mobility and not have any lights or air conditioning for this summer. And I can tell you that, you know, it's a horrible thing to have happen. You think to yourself, well, I can get by. Well, guess what? When you're camping in your own house, you can't even make a pot of coffee. I mean, you think to yourself, why didn't I call? You know, I mean, it's, you know, pennies a day to be protected in 30 seconds for when the power goes off. In 30 seconds, I'm back to a normal life, you know.
Right.
It's crazy. And, yep. You know, I just think that everyone needs to have this. And, you know, I can tell you that, you know, can you imagine your no power at your kid's school, and all of a sudden it's totally dark there? And what do they have to do? Send the kids home, figure the buses out, take them outside to the field, the sports field, and have them sit on bleachers because there's no power? Or when you're at home, you don't have any backup plans, you know?
Right. Well, one thing that I think a lot of people are concerned with, obviously, is the cost. And like you say, there is alternative ways of financing it. The Michigan Saves program, we also working together to have a package deal for people if they're interested. While you're out there, you can obviously talk to them about Well Connect units, and those run on electricity. And that way, if the power goes out in the wintertime, in the summertime, anytime throughout the year, basically you can still maintain your air conditioning, your heating of your home with a Generac backup system.
Well, the thing is that getting the power and running the Well Connect, I mean, typically a Well Connect will cost in the winter about $600 to heat your house. look at your propane bills and go like, wait a minute, I paid that much for 1 month in some cases. And
right.
This is for the whole winter. And yeah. In the summer, you're talking about less than $100 to have comfortable, dry air conditioning. And, you know, I was at a guy's house in Mayo. He had a train set, a big train set, big collection.
Okay.
And he said, Rich, my, you know, I have to clean the metal parts on the trains all the time because they rust. He said, as soon as I put your system in, all of a sudden, I don't have to clean them at all anymore because the air is dry. It's not humid like it was in my basement before.
Sure.
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, it's a, and you know, that's mold that is growing in your basement. I can tell you, I go into some people's basements. We're on a Well Connect sale in the summer, and they have cardboard in their basement, and mm-hmm. I can smell the mold. I almost can't breathe. It's that bad.
Wow.
And people wonder, well, why am I sick? Well, it's because it's going into your lungs through your nose, and that's where you're breaking down the membranes of your nose, and you know, all of a sudden you're picking up the viruses. And I can tell you, that's all. There's no reason, if you have a well, there's no reason you don't have a Well Connect. And if your furnace is on its last legs or your air conditioner's out, I tell people, don't replace it. Update it with the Well Connect because the furnace in, will only be a backup to the Well Connect. It won't be the primary source anymore. So it's a
Absolutely.
Much better investment. And with
Absolutely.
The Michigan Saves program, it's cheap. To do that, it doesn't cost you anything, nothing, Randy. You know, you look at your bills and then look at what it costs to finance a Well Connect and your savings. It didn't cost you a penny. You
right.
know, I mean, people have to be smarter. You know, they have to realize is that hey, you know, we can't just keep letting the utility companies, even though they do a great job, we can't depend on them. We have to take care of ourselves. You know.
Yep. Well, I got an email from PIE&G this morning, and their natural gas rates are going up effective April 1st. And this is happening across the board. Consumers Energy, every natural gas facility that is providing services here in Michigan, their rates are going up effective April 1st. People haven't seen the bills yet, but they're doing it. I think it's kind of interesting. They're doing it after the heating season. They're going to raise
right.
the rates. That way, when they start back up in the fall, when people start turning their furnaces back on, then they'll start seeing the higher bills this coming fall. So greatly
well,
appreciate
but, you
that.
Know, the problem is that there is people supposedly getting paid more money. I saw yesterday on the business channel, Fox News Business, that a Happy Meal in California was $25.
Unbelievable.
I mean, come on. You know,
yep.
it, you know,
yep.
it, you know, it, I thank God I live in Michigan and, you know, people are more reasonable here. But I can tell you, I've changed the way I shop. I don't buy,
yep.
you know, packaged things. I buy base things and we make it and it's better and it's healthier.
Yeah. yeah. Well, I'm going to give out your phone number for people to give you a call. Give Rich a call at 989-306-3656. Again, 989-306-3656. Leave him a message. Text him in that number as well. Your name, your phone number, best time to call you back, and he'll come visit you. So, Rich, we appreciate you, ma'am.
I do have some openings for next week for Sheboygan.
Sheboygan next week. Very good, sir. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a wonderful and blessed day. This